Well, that's probably the best question you'll ever ask. How come we're having war?
Illinois Congressman Terry Bruce spoke with two assemblies of children at Holy Family School. He met with students in the lower grades first, then with the kids in grades 4 through 8. The question, how come we're having a war, came from the first group, the group of younger children. It was raised by a little girl about 6 years old.
We're having war not because we chose to do that, but because one of the people in the world decided that he would go across to his neighbor and take away the neighbor's country. And a lot of the countries of the world, working through their United Nations, decided that that was not the right thing to do, and the only way was to force Mr. Hussein, the bad guy, out of the country he invaded, and that was Kuwait.
Other questions from this group and the older group of children were equally important. How many people have gotten killed? Can our prisoners of war escape? Will this be a world war? Can families visit POWs? A couple of questions involved strategy and the number of weapons available to each side. One of the younger kids who asked about POWs was worried that enemy prisoners would be released soon after their capture. After the congressman said that wouldn't happen, a teacher quietly approached the youngster to make certain he understood and knew he was safe. Educators and child development specialists know kids need to feel secure. This is especially true for young children. They need to know that adults can help them with their feelings and make tough topics understandable. But that doesn't mean all the questions are easy to answer. The principal of Holy Family School is Peggy Croy.
I think that the questions the kids ask today about the prisoners of war, I mean, when they see the, you know, we teach respect for each other. And even when we get into discipline situations, which are, you know, chewing gum, I mean, we just don't deal with anything too tense here, but even those are taught in self-respect. You know, you respect me and I'll respect you, those sorts of things. And suddenly there's someone out here that's an adult that isn't doing anything close to respect, and that's very difficult to answer, you know, why.
Croy says it is very important to listen to the children, hear their concerns, then respond in a caring manner and in a manner appropriate to the child's age and ability to understand. A child development specialist at Purdue University would agree with Peggy Croy. Professor Judith Myers-Walls suggests adults strike a balance between reassurance and reality.
I think this is a unique war for several reasons, and one of them is that this is the first time we really have sent a significant number of mothers and probably a significant number of fathers with young children into combat. And as you mentioned, there are couples with young children who are both gone. I think that is impacting the kids who are not in those families as well. They see this happening and get really tuned into it because there are other children involved. Also, I think it's a time when they begin to wonder if their own parents are going to go. For those children whose parents have gone, I think it's very important for other people around them to let them know that there are people who will take care of them. And I think we all need to recognize that we cannot reassure those kids or kids that have brothers or uncles or anyone else that they know in that area. We cannot reassure them that their loved one will definitely come home. But we can reassure them that there are people who are trying to make sure that everything is safe for them. There are medical personnel there in case he or she gets hurt. I think there needs to be some explanation of the system, but there also needs to be some reality that we don't know for sure. But even if he or she does not come back, you will still have people to love you and take care of you.
Myers-Walls says gaining a sense of control is important when it comes to alleviating stress. She says children may be encouraged to express their feelings by drawing or playing with puppets. Older children might write to the troops or the president. Some may want to raise money for the Red Cross. Myers-Walls says for some families, prayer is important. For others, protest, either for or against the war, is important.
Also, I think it might be helpful to sit down with the kids and say, okay, if you were in a situation of being able to make some decisions, what would you do to stop this war? And let them brainstorm some ideas and let them pretend they're really doing it. And again, that may give them more of a sense of control.
Purdue professor Judith Myers-Walls. Holy Family principal Peggy Croy says most of that school's students are dealing pretty well with the conflict. Students at the Catholic school remember the troops and their families in prayer each day. They've also been writing letters to the men and women stationed in Saudi Arabia. But there is some worry, and it was evident in some of the questions the kids asked Congressman Bruce.
I'm concerned, particularly with the young ones, that this has grabbed their attention and captivated their minds. And I think that first, second, and third year graders and other kids ought to have a more peaceful environment. We ought to try to assure them that there's no real danger to them or as they live in their homes and their communities, and reassure them that things are going well in the sense of protection and defense of this country, and they ought not to internalize that and create a conflict and fear in their own minds. So we ought to displace that fear for worrying about those who are involved in the conflict. But I saw in some of the children personal concern, and that worries me.
Illinois Congressman Terry Bruce. I'm Celeste Quinn.